No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 11th day of May, 2021. I'm David Brown. Thanks for joining us. You know, yesterday at about this time, we took to the airwaves with a closer look at how Republicans in the Texas legislature are racing to the session's finish line, a divided party. On the one side, an establishment oriented toward business and staying the course. On the other, members of the GOP clinging to culture war themes and echoes of the Trump era. The danger for the party at large, well, that is the struggle between social conservatives and the battle for suburban votes. Texas Democrats have an opportunity to divide and conquer, as many state offices, including that of the governor, could be vulnerable. Before the end of yesterday's program, however, we received news that Governor Greg Abbott has his first significant challenger in the race, a fellow Republican. Though former State Senator Don Huffine certainly does not have the name recognition of the incumbent or other prominent Republicans for that matter, his entry into the contest and the platform he's embracing underscores the very division we were talking about yesterday. Conspicuously absent, however, a Democratic challenger. Yet. For more insight on the upcoming challenge, Mark Jones joins us now. He is a political science professor at Rice University. Professor, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit more about Don Huffines. He's traditionally fashioned himself as on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. He's been against inspection stickers and police cameras, traffic light cameras, that sort of thing. Now he's coming out against Governor Abbott, saying he's not tough enough on the border, election security, property taxes. What do you make of this?
Well, those are all issues that resonate with the Republican Party base. And the first thing that Huffines has to do in order to have any hope of winning the 2022 GOP gubernatorial primary is gain support within the party. And issues that excite members of the party's right wing include immigration and election integrity and pretty much anything that bashes the Biden administration. And so if you're going to run to Abbott's right, that's the way to do it.
It's kind of curious, though, because Huffines lost his Senate seat in 2018 to a Democrat. Now he's sort of doubling down on the GOP. What does this say about his chances when it comes to statewide office?
Well, Governor Abbott is a very formidable candidate. Yeah, he has $40 million in the bank and the ability to raise as much as he needs. It's going to be difficult, if not impossible, to unseat Abbott in the 2022 Republican primary. But that doesn't mean that Huffines can't give Abbott a good race and make him work harder for a primary victory than he's ever worked before.
I mentioned that, at least in theory, this has the potential to provide a window for Democrats who might want to challenge Governor Abbott. The only Democrat I've heard as a possible contender would be a certain Democrat who has run for president and senator unsuccessfully.
Right. The difficulty for Abbott with Huffines' run is that in order to keep his numbers high in the Republican primary, Abbott is going to have to veer to the right probably more than he would like to, as he knows he will have to pivot back to the center for the 2022 general election. So one way that Huffines could help Democrats is if he pulls Abbott too far to the right, then that could provide an opening for someone like perhaps Beto O'Rourke, although realistically, after Beto O'Rourke's presidential run, I think his ability to win statewide in Texas is quite suspect.
Why do you say that? What I mean, doesn't he still have the same base that he had at least when he was running against Ted Cruz? And even if that has eroded just a bit, if you have a fractured Republican Party, maybe?
Well, the difficulty for Beto is that when he ran in 2018, he was presenting himself as a post-partisan, post-polarization type person who had many positions on issues like natural gas pipelines, law enforcement, the environment and immigration, and Second Amendment rights that were more in the center. He eschewed all of those during his presidential run as he careened to the left and effectively renounced all of his centrist positions, and now is seen much more as a far-left partisan Democrat. From the Democratic Party's perspective, they probably would have a better chance with someone who had less of a polarizing personality and track record.
I want to shift away from the gubernatorial contest and focus on some news that we received yesterday when it comes to the lieutenant governor's position. Donald Trump has come out and endorsed Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in his 2022 reelection bid. Now, we've heard that Patrick is not going to try to challenge the incumbent governor, but I think some people were a little surprised to hear that the former president has endorsed Patrick and conspicuously been rather silent when it comes to the gubernatorial race and the obvious main challenger there.
Right. And I think that there's a signal there. That is that there was really no reason for Trump to endorse Patrick other than to endorse Patrick to show that he's not endorsing Abbott at the same time. That is, Dan Patrick has a lock on the GOP nomination. So there's no doubt that Patrick's in good shape. But I think what Trump is signaling is that during his administration, he believed that Dan Patrick was a stronger ally to him than was Governor Abbott.
Will that make any difference, do you think, in Texas? I mean, I know Texas went for Trump in November when it came to the popular vote. But how much sway does that part of the Republican Party still hold in Texas as you see it?
Well, I think the biggest vulnerability for Abbott isn't necessarily losing to Huffines in the spring 2022 primary. It's Huffines doing well enough that Abbott's sort of conservative credentials and support among Texas Republicans is put into doubt. And while that wouldn't undermine his reelection bid in 2022, it could undermine a potential presidential bid in 2024 if he's seen as someone who can only win 50 or 55% of the vote in his home state, in spite of enjoying all of the advantages of incumbency and a bottomless campaign war chest.
Mark Jones is political science professor at Rice University. Professor, thanks again.
No, thank you.